أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ونعمة والله عليم حكيم صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqum binaba'in, O you who believe, if a transgressive person, a sinner comes to you, binaba'in, with any form of information, fatabayyanu, then investigate, antusibu qawman bijahalatin, lest you should afflict a community, a people, because of ignorance, فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, then you will become repentant or remorseful on upon what you had done. Here, a very clear hukam and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which sometimes many of us become victims of, that a person, one single person, sometimes transgressive in nature, and transgressive in nature doesn't also only necessarily mean that a person embarks on major sins, etc. But sometimes we find people who have this kind of mind whereby they create problems between people. Sometimes you'll find persons that are very, very naive. They do not have accurate information. And then they bring that information and that news to you about others, sometimes family members, other community members, etc. And on the basis of one single individual who is transgressive by nature, sometimes naive, sometimes simple-minded, we begin to take steps and we begin to take actions. And then thereafter we find that the information that we had received was incorrect. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us a very clear cut way out, command, advice, that when a transgressive person, or for that matter a single person, brings you any form of information whatsoever, then fatabayyanu, first verify, first see the accuracy of the kind of information that has come. Although ulama have agreed, insofar as matters of deen is concerned, insofar as sharia matters are concerned, we will never accept the information of one single person who is a transgressor. In matters of this material world, we will have to measure and we will have to weigh how important that information is, more especially when we are going to take steps that may be hurtful to others. If we do not verify this kind of information, then perhaps we will become nadim, we will become remorseful, we will become regretful over the steps and the actions that we have taken. More often than not, after we had taken steps or we had taken action that was unnecessary, that was incorrect, that was hurtful or harmful to someone else, more often than not, we begin to justify our wrong also. So that creates even a greater problem for an individual or for persons. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has clarified and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us this way out. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O people, know that amongst you is the Rasul of Allah, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now more particularly amongst the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most important figure. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was the most virtuous. So lo yuti'ukum fi kathirin min al-amri la'anittum. Now, should there be any issue that needs to be decided, if there is any mashwara that needs to be given, any decision to be given, then obviously that mashwara, that decision will come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was the recipient of wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the noblest of the whole creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that decision will come from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam sought your advice, he sought counsel from you, then that would be a totally different matter. But here Allah Rabbul Izzah says that لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم, that had Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam become obedient or rather subservient to you in matters, many matters, then لعنتم, then you would have been in difficulty, you would have been the one who had suffered the consequences. Because although these were Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have taken the rai, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have taken the opinions of everyone, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would have not applied his own opinions, then the ummah would have been in turmoil. And perhaps an excellent example of this was in the previous surah that we had discussed. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had one thing in mind, and that was to make tawaf of Baytullah and to complete that umrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided else, something else. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not take the opinion of Sahaba. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam remained steadfast on the cause of signing the treaty of Hudaybiyah. So that is just one example in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also now, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has left this world, you and I, we have the collection of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ahead of us, in front of us. So in many, many aspects, whether it pertains to our social life, whether it is our business life, whatever aspect it may be, look into the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we will find guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made iman beloved to you. And this was one of the unique qualities of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made iman beloved to sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Iman had become the most beloved thing to sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had adorned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had beautified this iman in your hearts. And again, this is unique to sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that iman meant everything to sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that they would give their lives because of the iman or for the sake of the iman. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made kufr, that is disbelief, fusuq, transgression, isyan, disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in your hearts and a detest and enmity for these three things. The kufr, obviously we will all understand, but also fusuq, that a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remains so steadfast on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had put into the hearts of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum a detest, a hatred for transgression, for breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. It comes in a narration that at the time of the battle of Uhud, after the Quraysh forces, the mushrikeen, had left the battlefield, and now they began to move towards Makkah Mukarramah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam called upon the Sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to the Sahaba that you should stand in a straight saf. And Sahaba stood in safs like how we would stand in Salat. And then a very lengthy dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. And one part of the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made was Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman وَزَيِّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَكَرِّهْ إِلَيْنَا الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ. The dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, and this perhaps is the response of the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ulaika humur rashidun, and those are the rashid, those are the people who are righteous, they have been rightly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadlan min Allahi wa ni'ma, by the grace and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu alimun hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, Allah rabbul izzat is most wise. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us a very important aspect of our lives. Any form of information that reaches us, we should be prudent, and we should not just exercise and do things on the information of one single person, most especially when that person is a transgressive person. And the second aspect that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us here is these great qualities that Allah had bestowed upon the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.